the Midwest Punks podcast, coming to you with a little peg boy to open the show.
That's right.
So what song was that, Brian?
That was Strong Reaction.
Strong Reaction. Okay.
Yeah.
So Brian and Carl here with another episode. Kind of want to run down our list of our favorites from the year that we've played on the show and some bands that we've added to our playlist. So going to do that here for you guys in a second. And like I said, we open the show with Peg Boy. They're a Chicago-based band.
Yep. Right, so, yeah, they're 1990 they started.
Okay.
It's John Haggerty, the next guitarist from Naked Ray Gun.
Oh, and, yeah, I think we've talked about that
before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, the band is one of my favorites, and that was back when we played them on our COVID show, and that was one of the songs we played anyway, and it just kind of summed up the year for me, so kind of thought it was fitting to open with that.
Yeah, and they just had their 30-year... like anniversary thing. It was that drive-up show in Chicago or something. I remember I was talking about that too. So didn't make it out there, but that seemed like a cool show. I think like Local H was playing. I forget who else. But it would have been a cool show to go to. So
definitely.
So glad they're still making music and doing stuff. So you know, hopefully once this is all over, we can make it to one of their shows too. So, good way to open the show and with a strong reaction, right?
Yeah.
That's the name of the song. And so, like I said, we're going to come with a list of, we each picked five of our, you know, top bands, top songs that we've been listening to this year. And you can follow us on Facebook, Midwest Punks Podcast, and our website, midwestpunks.com.
Yep.
I always mess that up. I always want to,
all their websites here are .org.
Yeah.
So it's tricky.
Yeah. And so follow us on Facebook, go to the website. You can listen to some back episodes and, shoot us a message. Let us know, you know, if there's bands we've had a few guests on this year. We want to do that a lot more next year. So that's, I think our main goal is to have way more guests on. And,
hopefully the world opens back up.
Yeah.
So we do that.
Yeah. Cause we talked about that earlier. We were kind of hitting our stride and then COVID happened and slowed things down. And now we are getting back into trying to be consistent in episodes and then bring guests on over the phone. But I mean, yeah, if things open back up, I mean, we can have guests in here and play some music for us here and stuff like that. So stay tuned and thanks for listening this whole year. So, with that, Brian, you want to get into our list?
Yeah, okay. Who you got on your first?
Okay, well, I'm going to go first with a band we've played a lot on here this year, a favorite of, I think, both of us.
Definitely, yeah.
Somebody we discovered earlier this year, like when we first started, but Sincere Engineer, and that's Deanna Balos, and she has a couple guys in the band with her, and but she does a lot of stuff on her own, too, and she shoots her own music videos. They're from Chicago. And so we came across their album, Rambithian?
I'm not even trying to pronounce that.
Well, I did. But, and there, that was full of a lot of cool songs. And then, like I said, her music videos are really cool to watch. And they just got signed to Hopeless Records, which is really cool. And so they released a single we played not too long ago on the show called Trust Me. And so, but they're just really awesome sound, really, really cool band. She looks like she has a lot of fun doing what she does and was really looking forward. She was going to open for somebody in Chicago. And I remember us talking about that and I was going to go and then everything happened. So, but hopefully we can get out to one of their shows this next year and hopefully get them on the show. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be great. Any bands out there want to get on?
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Yeah. And, let us know.
Yeah.
So, so the song I'm going to play, I don't think is one we've played. We've played her Corndog Sonnet number 7. Mm-hmm. I know we've played that. Definitely one to check out. We've played, Overbite. And then, like I said, we've played Trust Me the last time, which is her new single. The song, I don't know if we played this one, but it's another awesome one. It's called Shattering. And it's from that Rambithian album that came out in October of 2017. So, definitely have a lot of music out there to check out. And so if you haven't heard them on the show already and you haven't listened to them off the show, then definitely check them out. But for now, Brian, you want to give everybody a listen to Shattering?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Cool.
Come with me. I'm in the jungle.
All right, and that was Sincere Engineer with a song called Shattering. Again, she has a lot of good music out there. This last single that we played a couple shows ago, her most recent single out there, is called Trust Me. And so follow her on Facebook and check her out. They're on Hopeless Records now. So, well, that was my first song for our favorites of the year. So, Brian, what do you got?
I'm going to go on to a band that I discovered this year that I had heard of, never really listened to them much, and after playing them on the show, I kind of dug into them more. They landed on my playlist, and Exploding Hearts.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a punk rock power punk band formed in Portland, Oregon in 2001, heavily influenced by the Undertones, Buzzcocks, and the Clash.
Okay, cool.
They sort of led the revival of the 70s era power pop and new wave kind of scene in the Seattle, Portland, along like that area during the early 2000s. But they, just as they were getting started, the band, they sort of led the new wave and the revival of the 70s era power pop and new wave kind of sound in Seattle, early 2000s, when that kind of went down. Unfortunately, like, the band had just released their debut album. I believe it was called Guitar Romantic. Okay. That in 2003, and they were coming back from a show, and four of the members in the car, three of them had passed away in the car accident.
Wow. So that's
pretty rough.
Yeah, that's really bad. Right after you said their debut album, I mean, yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. Their music, though, I just love their sound, and it's got kind of that 70s kind of, that power pop kind of sound with a little bit of punk in there. It's just, it's really got a cool sound to them. So I definitely would recommend checking out more of them, and they're going to stay on my playlist through 2021, that's for sure.
So, yeah, I'm not familiar with them, so I'm anxious to hear them.
Yeah, all right, well, let's check it out.
Cool. The Exploding Hearts, and what song is it?
This song is I'm a Pretender.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Turn the light out.
That was the Exploding Hearts with I'm a Pretender.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool sound, and just tragic, really. That,
there's terrible.
No other that that happened to them, and that, you know, now there's no other music with them, but at least they got that one out together. So
right.
Kind of memorializing the band, I guess. So yeah, I liked it. It was good. So check out the Exploding Hearts if you're not familiar with them. Well, let's jump up back over to my list, Brian.
Next
on my list is Mikey Erg. So we've played a little bit of him, and he just seems like a super talented dude. And plays, you know, he writes songs, he plays drums in a band, and then he plays he writes and sings his own songs. He plays drums in a band, his band, which is the Ergs, and so he's a singing drummer in that band, and then he also plays the drums in another band called Loose Behavior, and they just dropped a new album this past August. But he also plays guitar, and he, you know, like I said, he writes. So just seems like a really talented and down to earth guy. So I like him for that. But then there's his music, and his music is pretty awesome too. I know when COVID first started, I caught him on a few of the Facebook live shows that people were trying to do out of their, you know, kind of scrambling and giving people something to do. So yeah, he's got some really good music. Like I said, he's got a couple bands out there, and so follow him on social media, try and keep up with what he does. He usually is pretty good about putting stuff out there. But he's out in New Jersey, but he has played shows, you know, around. So definitely somebody to check out. And we've played this song on here before, but it's one of my favorites by him. It's called Why Was I Programmed to Feel Pain. So and you could check out some of his videos and give him a listen right now to Why I'm Programmed to Feel Pain.
Awesome. Let's check it out.
Okay.
That was Mikey Erg, and that's spelled ERG if you're looking him up, which you should. So check him out on YouTube. He's got music out there. He's got a band camp, and follow him on social media. Try and keep up with all the different projects he has. But that song was called Why Was I Programmed to Feel Pain? But he's just definitely really talented dude and somebody to keep an eye on. So if you don't have him on your playlist, you probably should. So check out his stuff.
Yeah, every time you talk about him, I go back and kind of revisit, try to find some more of his stuff. And
like I said, his band Loose Behavior just came out with an album this past August. So that's pretty recent new music to check out too. So, well, Brian, what's next on your list?
I'm going to go over to the Menzingers.
Okay, yeah, cool. I dig the Menzingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are a pop-punk band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, if you're not familiar with them. Started with in 2006, and they fall in the sort of punk, indie, emo genre. You find more about them on their online. Just dig around on, you'll find there. They have a website, I believe, out there. Something like the menzingers.org or something like that.
Yeah.
But to date, the band has released 7 studio albums, 9 EPs, and some miscellaneous comps and other things.
Decent amount of music, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
for sure. Their 2012 album On the Impossible Past went on to be voted Album of the Year by the absolutepunk.net and punknews.org and Rock Zone magazine out of Spain, cool. Apparently.
That's pretty cool.
They get around a little bit. But yeah, this is we're going to play a song off of their 6th full-length album titled Hello Exile that was released in October of 2019.
Okay, cool.
The interesting thing about that album is they released again. So that album was called Hello Exile. And then this year they released From Exile, which was the entire Hello Exile album in acoustic versions.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool to listen to the two. I kind of was listening to them back to back actually earlier today.
There's always some little differences and twists here and there. So that's always, I enjoy listening to acoustic versions when bands have them of the same song. So awesome. Well, I don't know if I've heard this one. So what song are we checking out?
The song is Anna.
Okay.
It's off of their, the Hello Exile album.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Let's give it a listen.
All right, here we go.
Every bleeding passage of time, the way you laugh and dance.
All right, that was the Menzingers with Anna off their From Exile album, or that would be Hello Exile.
Okay.
From Exile. Same song's on there, but it's an acoustic version.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We're checking them both out. I know, definitely. I'm going to, because, yeah, the Menzingers got some really awesome songs out there. Little Philly. We were saying Scranton, Philly. Yeah. They kind of go with both. I think the Scranton was probably just to get to ride on their way to the office.
Sure.
But or, you know, just to be able to cite that. But yeah, Menzingers are really talented guys, and definitely worth checking out. So, well, moving on to back over to my list, I got Bad Cop, Bad Cop, another one that I played a few times on
here.
A
couple times, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's one that... They've been around since 2013, originally from California, and then, or I think they still are, but they signed to Fat Wreck Records in 2013. They had three studio albums: Not Sorry, which came out in 2015, Warriors in 2017, and most recently The Ride, which came out in June of this year, 2020. They have a couple of EPs and things like that, but their music videos are really cool. They use a lot of compilation footage from fans and friends. So, I mean, but they've been around for a while, and I just kind of came across them, I think, through Live from the Rock Room, which we've talked about on the show here, too. Worth checking them out on YouTube. They do a really cool thing with bands playing mostly from the region, I think, but they bring them in from, I mean, I've seen international bands on there, too. So, just something that a lot of people strive to get on. But I saw them on there, and I was like, whoa, like, I love their sound. Like, they got a really cool kind of... really harder, faster punk sound, and it's an all-female group, obviously, and the bassist sings, and she's got an awesome voice, and the two other guitarists both sing. I mean, so like they kind of have a really unique sound, because they can kind of mix it up with who's singing and backup vocals and stuff. But definitely recommend checking out Bad Cop, Bad Cop. And I struggled to figure out which song I wanted to play, you know. But this one's probably one of my favorites. And again, going back, I just had a daughter. So this song's called Womanarchist. And it's just kind of about not staying, you know, following the stereotypical woman roles and things right. like that. And just, you know, doing your own thing and feminism and all that kind of stuff. So
Go back, 2 episodes ago, we did a show for Carl's new girl.
So there's some more female punk music to listen to if you go to the website and check back to that episode. But for now, here's a little taste from Bad Cop, Bad Cop with Womanarchist.
All right, here we go.
We
And that was Bad Cop, Bad Cop with Womanarchist. Again, some really awesome ladies who rock, and they got some really good albums. I mean, you could listen to any of those and pull out favorites from all of them, and that Womanarchist is just one of mine. So definitely worth checking out. A lot of content live and music videos and everything else on YouTube, and follow them on social media. They're pretty active. And I also like that their songs always have some kind of meaning behind them and stuff like that, too. So, and they talk about it a lot, too. So definitely worth checking them out. So, Brian, back to you. What's on your list?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the female punk rock groups. One of my favorites this year that I found was Pleasure Venom.
Okay.
We played them back on our earlier, it was the Galentine's Day show that we did.
Yeah.
And I ran into them digging around and just really kind of caught my attention, and as somebody that I've been keep listening to, going back to. Mm. They're kind of an experimental post-punk band from Austin, Texas. The band, their music, from what the internet says anyway, they explore topics of love, sex, resentment, and the general absurdity of it all, consistently blasting audiences with a fire hose deluge of fierce femme punk rock.
Okay. So, well, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. The internet said so.
Yep. So, but yeah, that's a pretty good summary of what they do, I guess. So
yeah, and sounds just good. In the punk world in general, female groups are, you know, it's kind of a white male kind of dominated field and or genre.
Yeah.
She's a black female artist, and that's something to me that kind of caught my attention, especially being in the Afropunk group. You know, in 2018, Afropunk.com actually named Pleasure Venom one of the 8 punkest bands on the planet.
Nice, so. That's awesome. Yeah, and we've had some episodes where we talked about Afropunk bands, and that's what we've done a few on feminist bands and the Riot Girl movement and all that kind of stuff. So again, go back to go to MidwestPunks.com and check out some of the old episodes if you missed them. But yeah, that's awesome. And so Pleasure Venom, what song are we going to listen to, Brian?
This is Hive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's off their 2018 self-titled EP.
Awesome. Well, let's give it a listen.
All right, here we go.
Family.
right. That was Pleasure Venom with Hive.
Cool. Yeah. And they're still making music and everything too. So they got plenty out there.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. That's off their 2018 self-titled EP. So go out there and look what they got. They haven't been around that long. So later 2000s here. So we got hopefully a lot more coming from them.
Yeah. Be awesome.
Good to see.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that was a good one. And I will try to keep up with that by, again, another female-fronted band, but it's a local, I guess, from the region. They're in Iowa now, originally from Florida. The band's called Rational Anthem. And we played them a few times, obviously, but it's a three-person band. Noelle is the singer. And she plays guitar. Her brother, Pete, is also in the band, and their friend Chris. And so they describe themselves as punk of the pop variety that doesn't need to be defended. Think early 90s Blink covered in salt. So,
nice.
and I think it's pretty accurate description. I mean, their songs are pretty fast and hard, but you could tell the influences there. And they have three albums out. But their latest album is It's Only Permanent, which was released. It's their first album released with AF Records, and that came out in November of 2019. You could tell the energy, and they're really active on social media. Seem like a really awesome group of people to follow. So make sure you do. And they play in Chicago a lot. So hopefully, again, once things open back up, man, I'd love to check them out at a show.
That's from what I heard, they'd be a good live show.
Yeah, you could tell with the energy that they have. So, and that's this is another one on my list to reach out to and see if we can get them to come on the show. So, being a region,
if they're
Midwest,
listening,
yeah.
Call us.
Yeah, and we'll tag them on Facebook too. So, see if we can get their attention. But so this song, I haven't played this song by them. It's on the 20. I think this is from their It's Only Permanent release. But it's called Through Being Punk. And I looked into kind of what they were saying about what that song's about, listening to the words and things like that. So it's kind of about how people, I think it's getting less and less, but for the most part, it was like, if you're punk, you got to be singing about being depressed or drugs or like, you know, stuff like that. And you got to be, you know, everyone's calling you out if you do anything that can be titled selling out, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't feel that had to be how things were. So they said, you know, you should be able to be happy and want to do good things and want to do, you know, do good for yourself and sing about that and still be punk. But if that's not what people think, then they're through being punk because they just want to, you know, they like the sound of the music and, but they want to do things their own way, which I agree with too. I mean, you know, it
sounds punk to me.
Exactly. Awesome. So, but yeah, let's check out Through Being Punk by Rational Anthem.
Let's do it.
Was Rational Anthem with Through Being Punk, and I just really dig their sound and their energy, and Noel on vocals kills it all the time, and they just seem like an awesome group. So looking forward to seeing them soon. They're still a young band, you know. They just started out pretty recently, got a new album on the AF Records, so that came out in 2019. So definitely keep an eye on them and show them some love, check out their music. So Brian, we're getting down to the last few here. So what's next on your list?
Well, I have two bands left here, and they were kind of my favorite bands of the year. And I have to pick now. So who's number two and who's number one? And I'm kind of on the fence here. I'm going to go with Idols for my number two. We played them before.
I hear that in Dr. Evil's voice. Number two.
Yeah. But the Idols, they're a British band. We played them before. Okay. I don't remember what episode that was on, but they started around 2009, and their debut album was released in 2017. So it took them a little bit to get started there. Yeah. So if you're a band out there, you got time, you know.
Just keep playing. You don't have to record anything.
Yep. Yeah. Wait 10 years, then record something. But yeah, their debut album, Brutalism, was released in 2017 to critical acclaim. And was their second album, so was their second album, Joy as an Act of Resistance in 2018.
I remember us talking about that album before. So
yeah. Yeah, and that's actually the track that we're going to play is off that album. So that's probably why you remember it, because it's the same track we played before.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one then.
But yeah, their third album was released this year. So Ultra Mono was what it was titled. So go check that out. It's pretty awesome. And everything else they do is pretty awesome. So... cool. I dig everything they're doing, and it's worth a listen for sure.
All right. Well, what's the song that we're listening to?
The song we're going to listen to is I'm Scum. Okay. And it's off the Joy as an Act of Resistance.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
that was the Idols. Sorry, with
Scum.
I'm Scum off of their Joy as an Act of Resistance album that was released in 2018.
Cool. Yeah, and I like their sound too. British rock sound for sure.
Yeah.
And definitely worth checking out and adding to your playlist. So make sure you do that. So okay, we each got one more song left on our list. We got about 10 minutes, so we gotta get through them. But I'm gonna go with the band, and this is one I really started listening to them last year. I'd actually seen them at a show before that, and like heard them and stuff like that. But they just this year they really moved up on my list. The more I listened to them, and hands down one of my favorite bands right now.
And we had them on the show,
and they were actually our first guest on the show. That's Lights Over Bridgeport, and so they're a Chicago-based band with ties to Northwest Indiana here, like kind of specifically the Hammond area in Northwest Indiana. Four guys: Johnny, Kevin, Miko, and Kurt. They've shared the stage with some pretty good names: 88 Fingers Louie, Naked Ray Gun, Face to Face, Real Big Fish, Chevelle. I saw them at the fest that goes on here in Hammond, Festival of Lakes, and it was Chevelle was headlining that night, and they Lights Over Bridgeport played before them. And awesome show, awesome energy on stage. I mean, their sound is amazing. And they have a few albums. Their debut album was Trenches, Prayers and Eulogies in 2013. They had Trenches in 2015. I might have gotten that backwards, but they'll correct me. listen back to the show that we had when they were our guest, and that'll clear it up. And then in 2017, they had an album, Good Grief, which was an awesome, awesome album and awesome cover art. That was like the skull heart looking.
Oh, yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah, I got a sticker of that when I ordered some stuff from them. It's on my laptop. And I know they talked about people getting that as a tattoo, and I actually wouldn't mind that either. But and then their newest album was called Better This Way. It dropped in May of 2020, and that's around the time we had them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their albums are just great. I mean, you could hit play from their first album and just let it ride through this last Better This Way, and you'd be exhausted because you'd be like jumping around on yourself. I know I do. You know, anytime their stuff comes on my playlist, I have to break out like air guitaring and stuff. I mean, they're just awesome energy, awesome feel, and like I said, hands down one of my favorite bands right now. It sucks that, you know, again, we haven't been able to see them. I saw Johnny has done a couple Facebook things since COVID happened, but I mean, man, they just we're about to release a new album. I'm still glad they went through and released it, didn't like hold hostage on us, but definitely check out Lights Over Bridgeport. And the song I'm going to play is True North, which is off their Trenches album. So it's one of their older songs, but it's just probably one of my favorites of theirs too. So it's hard to pick, but True North is what it is. So let's check out True North.
All right, here we go.
right. That was Lights Over Bridgeport.
Such
so,
a good song.
I know. And just that kind of sums up what their sound is. So if you enjoyed that one, haven't heard Lights Over Bridgeport, you know a little bit of what to expect, because that's their sometimes their drums in their songs, man. I've never really gotten all pumped up from drums, but on a couple of their songs, I think I even told them, I'm like, man, the drums hit just pretty hard amazing, in yeah. that song. Like, man, they're awesome. Can't wait to see them, and definitely recommend checking them out and showing them some love. So make sure you do that and check out the episode we had with them around May of 2020. So, all right, Brian, come down to the last one here. Who's your last song?
All right. My last song is, The Chats.
Okay. Yeah.
We talked about them early on, and, they were playing a show like right before COVID kind of hit. I don't know if the show actually ever happened. I did not get tickets, and I was on a weekday, so it was a really tricky show to get to. But,
yeah, that's how I remember it. It was an odd time.
I want to say it was like the House of Blues in Chicago, something like that. But
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, I really wanted to go check them out. Just looked like a fun band. You know, they're a couple guys from. They started in 2016. They're from the Sunshine Coast of Queensland in Australia. They're known
Australian punk rock.
Yeah. So they're known for their songs are mostly about Australian culture, and they initially went viral with a song they have called Smoko, and I guess that's what they call a smoke break in Australia. Okay. And so check that video out if you haven't seen it. It is pretty funny. And
I have to check that one out then.
Yeah, this song is equally as funny that we're gonna play here. It's titled Pub Feed, and it's off. Their debut album titled Pub Feed. So it's it's one of my favorite albums of the year for sure. I listened to it quite a bit, and I would say check it out. And
Definitely. Well, before we get into the song, let's remind everybody they can follow us on Facebook, because we'll play out with this song.
Yeah, this should be the end.
And we won't be on again for all of 2020 that's left, a few days.
Yeah, a few days left here.
So we'll be back next year with more episodes. And like I said, our goal is to have more guests on the show and just keep it going. So hopefully you guys are enjoying the music we're bringing, and we're showing you some new bands, maybe playing some of your favorites and getting you all hyped up about that. But definitely appreciate you tuning in. Keep following us. Keep sending us recommendations and telling us about your band so we can get you on the show, things like that. So follow us on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast, and go to our website, midwestpunks.com, and you can check out all our old episodes there. So, Brian's been a good fun year, despite COVID interrupting right when we were hitting our stride. So
yeah, right.
We started off a little rough, started to hit our stride, and then COVID happened. So
yeah, season one done.
Yep. So there we go. And we're ready for season two. So let's close out season one with The Chats.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yep, have a good one.
Tomato sauce. Can't get enough, I'm begging for more. 'Cause I came here at 6:15. And I ain't gonna leave till I get